Hi, I'm Erin Sarofsky.
And I'm Austin Shaw.
This is Between the Keyframes. Real time, real talk.
Boom.
I've been really looking forward to real time, real talk. It's an opportunity for us to kind of put into practice all the shit we talk about and are going to cover in professional practices. And this is going to relate to you whether you're a junior putting together your first reel, I think, or whether you're a professional that's been working forever and has all of this amazing work and what to do with it. You know what I mean? So I'm excited.
Cool. Me too.
Cool.
So the demo reel, and specifically today we're going to talk about the montage, and I think it's just important to frame that and kind of define what's a demo reel, what's a montage. I always think about the demo reel as the container of your motion work, as your portfolio.
Right.
And often I have students ask if they have to make a montage, and I'm like, look, you don't have to do anything. You know,
right.
it's really, there are no rules. It just has to work. So yeah. your demo reel, it can be a montage. You know, back in the day, it was a bit different because with websites, we have a lot more flexibility. But back in the day, we had like VHS tapes and DVDs and things like that and CDs.
Yeah.
So it was a really kind of important to kind of curate and have a real linear flow. You could be a lot more non-linear with a website, with Vimeo, with Instagram. But anyway, you don't have to make a montage. I do like montages, and I'm going to read a quick definition for that. I like words. I like definitions. So montage. All right. The process or technique of selecting, editing, and piecing together separate sections of film to form a continuous whole. So, you know, tradition really from film, this idea of putting together various pieces of pieces of different projects or shots from projects to make a new whole. The reason I like the montage as part of a demo reel is that it showcases your range of work, what you're good at, what you're interested in a really short amount of time, right? So it's just like this kind of quick snapshot of, okay, cool, what you got? What are your skills? And the other thing I always say to students about the montage is you don't need to show everything you've ever done. And in fact, it's like, less is more. Right? Shorter.
Just the best.
The best of the best. I mean, with any portfolio, with any curation, you're always going to get kind of knocked down to the weakest piece. And it also creates some doubt and uncertainty in whoever's reviewing it. If you've got a bunch of awesome work and all of a sudden there's some like not so good work in there, they're going to question your taste. Like, why is that there? Right?
I totally agree. That happens all the time on a daily, when we review reels. But like when we look at a reel and there's like a couple pieces that really stand out as not being at the level of the rest of the work, you wonder, does this person know that this work is not as good? Is there... Right.
Yeah. So this is definitely like an exercise in less is more, as long as that less is really good, the best of your best, and what you like. And I'm going to tell a real quick story about the first time I kind of got introduced to this montage in the motion design context. This is back in, I don't know, early 2000s. I was interning at a studio called Curious Pictures. My supervisor, Boo Wong, super talented creative and producer. And she was reviewing demo reels. She was looking at them on VHS tapes. She was popping them in. Yeah. And I asked her, I said, what are you looking at? Like, what makes a good demo reel? Because I'm thinking ahead. I'm an intern. I got to make one of these things at some point. And she told me that they had about 10 seconds to capture her attention, to hook her and make her want to keep watching that reel, or she was just going to hit eject and throw it in the trash and put the next reel in. It's amazing because that's like almost 20 years ago. And that same axiom of capture attention quickly is the same. If anything, we probably have less time. I always tell the students 5 to 10 seconds to really hook somebody, capture their attention, which means you really want to front load the reel, the montage, with something that what you think is your best work.
Best work.
Boom.
First.
Yeah.
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 It also means that, you know, typically you put your name or some kind of something at the beginning of the reel. Just the typesetting alone could disqualify you.
Yeah. And also, you know, that doesn't, I mean, I don't usually actually do that. I know some students do and some professionals do, obviously.
Most
if you're going to do it, make it awesome. Right.
Yeah. Or
make it awesome and it doesn't have to be super
simple.
Yes. Or simple. Because sometimes a student will come and it'll be like 5-6 seconds and it's just their name and it's kind of like it's not doing anything. And I'm like, you've already burned up your time to capture my attention. So, and then think, you know, a couple other just kind of broad stroke, 15 to 30 seconds if it's your first montage, totally cool, as long as it's strong. Everything in it is strong. With, you know, the sort of the seniors, the students who are, or, you know, motion design students, I would usually tell them 30 seconds to a minute, but it's better. 30 seconds,
shorter.
That's tight.
Yeah.
But this is talking about students that were studying this for 4 years. So they have a little bit more robust work.
Yeah, but I'm going to argue about that because, like,
cool.
As a student, your work every year, or quarter to quarter, or semester to semester, however it works for you, is gonna be so much better than the work before it that if you're a senior and you have sophomore stuff on your reel, you're not showing the skills to edit out. Unless you're kind of savant as a sophomore that you're, you know, paying for education you don't need, you know?
Right.
So I would say, like, from a student reel, like, even, or montage, I would say it could be even shorter, 15 seconds, 30 seconds max for me. Because you're just showing me like what the potential is. You're not showing me all of this amazing body of work that you've been working, you know, for 5 or 10 years. If you've been working 5 or 10 years, maybe 45 seconds a minute. But I would be cool with 30 amazing seconds. Like,
right. As long as each second is amazing.
It's got to be. Yeah. Got to be.
And the other thing, the other kind of principle I like to talk about with the students is that what we're trying to do with this montage is to capture the attention and to kind of generate like a metaphorical thirst or hunger to see.
Yeah.
Right. It's a sample. It's just a sweet sample, short and sweet. So let's dive in. We got some submissions today we're going to take a look at, and we're going to do something that I do with students, which is take a demo reel right into After Effects and just do some editing and reshuffling and seeing if we can make it a little tighter. So we got a submission from John McKinney, and John writes, "This is my first motion design reel. I'm new to motion design and animation, and I'm chomping at the bit to make a new reel by the end of the year. So anything I can learn from you would be immensely appreciated." So
cool.
So let's
play the reel.
Let it loop for a second, get some first thoughts here.
Well, first thoughts are like the audio, right? Like his note does, I could tell it is a more junior reel, but I appreciate the work that's in it, and it does make me want to go and look at a few pieces in the portfolio. I'd say there's enough type to keep me interested as like a person that looks for that. But it also feels appropriate for what the kind of work that's being done. This is a nice collage piece. There's, of course, illustrated animation, which is a big significant portion of what all of us are doing now. He even has some treated footage in there, a little character animation, typography. So I would say this is a pretty well-rounded
especially for a first reel. Montage. Yeah. And I was going to say, just to speak to what you talked about with type, that's something I'm always looking at when students show me their reels. I'm looking for examples of strong typography, whether it's the typesetting and type in motion, because that's an employable skill. Every commercial project has some type. It might just be the super at the end, or it could be a whole type-driven piece. So if you can show that you can work with type, that's a bonus if you want to get a job, right? And if it's missing, if I don't see it or I don't see enough, it's usually, hey, why don't you lay out some nice type treatments or work with some logo types and animate them, and let's put some shots in there. So. Cool.
Mm-hmm. Totally agree about that.
All right. Let's
go back to this reel. Yeah.
Yeah. Back to the reel. So one of the things I like to do, we're going to duplicate this. We're going to turn on the audio on one track, turn off the video, and then we're going to just start breaking this into shots. And and then we're going to do some reshuffling, reordering. This is an interesting piece. I don't think I would lead with it.
Definitely.
Because it, to me, it's almost, I'm like, oh, this is a kind of a cool collage artist, maybe.
Yeah, a little flavor to a reel.
And it would tell me almost, I don't know, it doesn't, I don't think it's the strongest shot in the reel.
It's not strong, not as strong as everything else. And I would say, to your point of opening strong, what you see at the end of the reel is the strongest thing on there.
So agreed. So we're gonna chop some of these. I'm gonna use a little hotkey here, Command Shift D. It's gonna split the layer wherever my time indicator is. Mm-hmm. All right. So yes, I agree. I think not only because I like scanography, it's just a nice. It's a very nice shot. It's high contrast. It grabs my attention. It's nice movement. It's cinematic. It's very cinematographic.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
So we're gonna
It's got the organic thing going for it. That is great.
Totally. So we're gonna slide that up. I'm gonna slide these over for now, and we're going to play this down and see how it feels. So it feels good. It's probably hanging a little long.
A couple frames.
Right? And there's a nice audio cue. I'm going to try to hit this kind of drum. I'm going to use a layer marker. Let's see if I got it. Pretty close. Let's trim it. Option right bracket trims everything to the right.
Yep.
Maybe a couple frames later. So that feels pretty good. And then we're gonna think about, what do we wanna go second? We got all our options here. I actually like this shot. This wave shot's pretty fun.
I love that shot.
It's good footage. It feels like it's got a collage moment. It's got more type. It's got the old film treatment. So let's slide that up. Slide these guys back.
I love seeing heavily treated footage in a montage or in a motion designer's work.
Or just in life.
Just in life. You're right, I do. Well, a lot of times we're asked like, hey, go get some stock and make it cool.
Right?
Like,
no, totally, right?
And it's like, okay, well, this would be a cool thing to do with some stock.
Because you're right. There's so many, color grading, color correction, color grading, stylizing.
Yeah.
So many skills. And to know that you've got that in the toolkit, that's a bonus. So right away, cool typography. Oh, they can work with footage. Boom.
Yeah.
You've now shown a couple skill sets right off the bat.
Yep.
All right. Now, so we went type, we went footage with type. Let's think maybe illustration. What do you think?
I like the wave thing going from that to the surfboard.
Yeah.
And I really don't think we need the stuff before it. Do you think that?
Well, I like this guy.
Yeah,
this
I love that. And the runner is amazing. Yeah.
And the runner, yeah. So we got some fun screen direction. We're going left to right. For you film folk, that you'll know that's sort of like the hero. Mm-hmm. Goes from left to right screen direction.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, one thing about this shot, let's just preview that. And I'm going to go, let's trim this right here. Let's watch this. It's a fun shot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little static in terms of camera, right?
Well, there is no camera. And I would say there's that no would camera. Be a comment about most of his animated work would be to every once in a while put some drift on it, make it feel a little more cinematic, do things like that.
Exactly, right? So this can be done with scale. This can be done with the camera. We're going to do it with a camera just to kind of demo that. And of course, if you do this in your comp, you're not going to run into some of maybe the resolution issues. So I'm going to make this a 3D layer.
Well, just a little pushy-push, though.
It'll be fine.
Yeah.
New camera. I'm a big fan of the single node. I use both, but I often use the one node camera. Especially in After Effects, someone hit OK. We're going to...
That does remind me as you're doing this, like... Make sure when you render your files, most of you are probably just delivering MP4 files or sharing them. Good point. Render everything as ProRes, because then you can use it in a montage and things like that. You could do a little stuff like this on top of it.
Exactly. That's a great point, right? At least a ProRes master or animation compression master.
Yeah.
So yeah, you're not hitting that double compression. Okay, so now we've got a camera in the scene. And for those who are maybe not super familiar with cameras, basically, it's a camera. It's looking at our scene here. And what we're going to do is something very... We're going to do a simple drift. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to hit P for position. I'm going to keyframe that. And really what I want to do is I want to play with this third position parameter. This is Z. And I'm just going to kind of drift forward, just pushing it. All right, let's... And you can kind of see in this... left this top view, all the camera's doing is it's creeping forward. So let's go back to one view. Let's see how that feels.
Just a little bit.
Right? It just adds some secondary motion. And that's something I kind of talk a lot about with cameras, is this idea that the camera can be primary, do a big dramatic move, or it can be more secondary, where it's just... It's there, it's active, but it can be subtle. It doesn't always have to be doing crazy stuff.
That feels nice. Yeah. You got a Bob Ross vibe doing this.
Right?
I like it.
You like that? Yeah. It's a happy little keyframe.
Keyframe.
But instead of Bob Ross afro,
I've
got a big old beard.
So,
okay, all right, cool. And this is a nice shot right after, and it's part of the same project. So a lot of times students are like, do I have to show the same, if I'm gonna like cut two or three shots out of a project for the montage, so they all have to be together? And again, we go back to, well, you don't have to do anything. But it has to work. So I do like this idea of like little mini montages.
Yeah.
Sometimes the students will try to spread out to make it feel like that they have more work than they actually do. And that's usually evident. I can usually tell when they're doing that. It's very obvious.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if we're watching a reel and a montage and it is basically a cut down of a project or two, we're like, why didn't you just show us those two projects?
Just show it exactly, right?
Yeah.
So this feels nice, like boom, boom.
Yeah.
This has a lot of movement, and it's even got it's got a camera in it, but it's tracking
with a guy. So I think this is great. This is a great example.
John already did a pretty good job of editing a lot of this to the beat, so now we're gonna see how we look going with this shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feels pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And then... Okay, cool. And let's see, Lynn, we're going here. Now, we've got this shot. I didn't think this was a particularly strong shot, and I thought this went a little too long.
Yeah.
I wasn't crazy about that flower transition. So we're gonna trim this somewhere around here.
Yeah, right before the mouth. Yeah.
And we're gonna throw this later back and we'll use it a little later. I think the way he had it, which was like that,
I think
was
that's
pretty
good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I forgot to trim that. Let's trim this one. All right, let's see how this works.
Yeah. feels good.
Feels good, right?
Yeah.
So we've gone from type to some treated footage with some more type, to some illustration, to some more kind of fun photographic glitch kind of work. What do you think? Maybe let's see let's look at our options and we'll think about what we want to do next.
Oh, I like that.
Back to type, maybe? That could be nice, right? Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Kind of transitions us to another color palette too, which is good.
Yeah. So we'll butt this up and we will take a look at how that looks. Did you see it?
Yeah.
We got a couple dead frames. We got dead frames, Erin.
So, well,
we got about three dead frames. One, two, three frames where there's a very subtle, I don't know, texture moves, but the camera's not doing anything, the type's not animating.
Yeah.
Dead frames.
When you're, I mean, you shouldn't have dead frames in any piece, period. I'm going to just say that. Like, there would be, like, an extreme circumstance where you would want to do that.
Because it usually, when nothing's moving in a motion piece, it's usually a cue to the audience that the piece is over and it's time to do something else. Swipe.
Yeah. So, sometimes just trying, like, something as simple as, like, an invert or a color shift or something like that could be a fun little, essentially, flash frame. But it's colorful, you know? I don't know.
Let's give that a try. Invert. Boom. One, two, three. We will then trim Command-Shift-D. And then on this guy, we're going to turn off the invert. Let's see how that looks.
Kind of fun. And that brings us to the yellow, which is nice.
Right? That's a nice little boom.
Yeah. And so what we're doing here is we're not holding the work we've done in our other pieces so precious. We've added cameras, we've trimmed shit out, and here we're messing with the color. So I think it's fair to say when you use something for a montage, there is flexibility to make it work within the construct of the montage and not the montage.
Montage, that's a very fancy way you said that.
Just keep going.
Just keep going. All right, so we've gone type. I think this is a fun little character walk cycle.
Yeah.
It is, in terms of the camera, a bit static, so we're going to try
problem.
a little something else, and I'm just going to keep moving things around. Okay, cool. All right, so... Okay, so let's try another camera. We could do a simple drift again, or we can try... I talked about a few minutes ago that I like to think about camera as either primary or secondary motion. So primary is the big move, secondary is the subtle move. Let's try a little primary and see if we can't add a little drama
like
to the
that.
Mix. So we've got a new camera and we're going to try. We made this a 3D layer and we know last time we did a push in. Let's try a little bit of a different move where we're actually going to be pulling the camera out. We're going to push the camera way in, right up in the grill of this little cup face.
So and the ideal thing would be to do this in that comp. And
in the comp, so you don't lose resolution. Right.
But if you don't want to, there's solutions, you know.
Right. And a few of them are going to be that, look, this is going to happen really fast. We're going to ease this. F9. We're going to go into the graph and we're going to crank it. Strong ease in.
Right.
We're going to see what that looks like. So some of that, like the resolution breaking down, it's happening so fast. Yeah. The other thing we do is we could throw a little motion blur on this. We could just go.
Motion blur.
And sometimes I might even go. Boom. Okay. Now it's already, right? Resolution fixed.
Do your projects autosave?
What's that?
Do your projects autosave?
Not unless I save it one time. You think I should save it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's put this on the...
I have the intuition to be
you
like...
You had it? You're like, something's
and I,
about
and
to break.
And I was
break.
Like, something is about to break.
Ooh,
you should save
you know, we
it.
Should do an episode on project structure and organization. Not this episode, but we should do that. Something that I tend to do, especially if it's going to be big move, drift, which a lot of projects rhythmically kind of work like that,
yeah.
is I will split my camera layer, Command Shift D, right?
D.
And then I'll hit U to unfold my keyframes, right? And then I will clear all the keyframes. Boom. Now, the values, these are the same, right? And I will rekey it. Now I've gotten rid of all the interpolation, all the influence from the last keyframe. And then I will continue my drift here. And even though we've got two different camera layers now, as long as these two, the keyframes values, here, yeah. the values are the same, it should feel seamless. Now that's very subtle. We can make it more dramatic. We can noodle it. We can do all kinds of things. But that's a little trick I want to drop on you all.
I like that.
Okay. All right, what do we got left? We got this shot. This is kind of fun.
Yeah, like
that.
We've
got our little, yeah, let's go. So we basically reversed your real John. You're welcome.
We could have just did a reverse time.
Yes.
Yeah, like a time remap.
Okay.
Kind of funny.
Let's see how this shot looks.
Kind of slow.
So let's go into, I'm gonna right click on my columns anywhere on up here, and I'm gonna bring out my stretch, which is like gonna let me globally change the timing. Now, everything by default's at 100%. You can always go faster. If I go 50%, it's gonna make everything twice as fast on that particular layer. If you go,
yeah,
let's see what that looks like. Probably a little too fast, but if you can go below 100%, make things faster. If you go above 100%, you're gonna add hold frames. It's just gonna start feeling stuttery. So, I don't know, let's go like 65%.
There is a moment there that's weird.
Which one?
Is it? It's on the way to the last shot.
There. Yeah, in here, too fast?
Yeah. Okay, maybe.
So what we can do is we can split it here and then just let that go back.
Slow that down. Yeah.
Boom. Normal. Okay. All right. Let's see how this looks in context with this other shot.
Kind of fun back there.
What's that?
We're in that palette. It's kind of fun back there.
What about a transition? Maybe something between our sailboat and our fun collage piece here, right?
Yeah, because it is kind of just like cutting to nothing.
Let's do this. We're going to move. Let's do it like maybe a 10 frame. Let's see what a 10 frame swipe looks like. And I'm going to slide this shot all the way off screen. We want to nudge it right up here. All right, so it's like that. And then we're going to parent this layer to the layer below. Parent pick whip. And we're going to position. And then we're going to just check to make sure that we're nudged. And it looks pretty good. Okay, so we're going to slide off screen. And we want to just bring that right to there ish. Cool. So let's see what that looks like. That's the idea.
Yeah, maybe ease it in or something. We're out.
Yeah, it needs some easing. So let's go F9 on both. Better. And if we want, we could really crank that ease in.
Yeah.
Right, feels like a social swipe. Let's see how it looks all together. Okay.
It even like works going back to that card.
Yeah, in a loop it works pretty nicely. Let's take a look at where we started. So here's John's reel. Let's play this down. And then our recut.
I think it's a big difference,
you know? Right, and it's all the same work.
Small decisions,
it's all, yeah. It's all John's work, but it's just been reordered. I mean, to just sort of recap, we kind of front-loaded with what we thought were the strongest pieces. Yeah. We're thinking typography to footage. We added a little camera drift on this shot. Mm-hmm. We kept these. These were cool. We did a little fun invert to kind of work with those dead frames. We could have trimmed them, but I like this solution. Gives a little something there. Nice type he's got. We added a more dramatic camera move with a little drift here.
Super fun.
We did some speed ramping. We sped this shot up. And then we added a fun little transition right there. And I'm looking at this and I'm like, oh, I think I need to fix that, but I'm not going to right now. But I would
make
fix
it a little
that.
Bigger. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that could be the quick fix. Thank you for that suggestion. Boop. And just make sure that
sure it's not overlapping there.
Yeah. Yeah. We are perfectionists.
Yeah.
You kind of got to be, you know.
Perfect.
And then make sure this guy goes. All right. So I'm going to stop share and I'm going to say thank you to John for submitting your first submission, our first submission and rework.
Yeah.
Right? Did I say that right? I don't know.
Yeah, well, we had a bunch of submissions and we specifically chose this one because we felt like you were in a good place and could use a little bit of like the hacks. I think we really appreciate all the reels we're getting and all the feedback we're getting about even this before we even started it. People, I think, are very curious what it's going to be. And I think in this situation, there's a lot of very practical things we could show and impart on you and do a traditional kind of teaching, like like how Austin broke it apart and showed how we not just reorder it, but there are things that you could do very practically to fix and noodle and make it more...
Basically to enhance it.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
What's there is good, but we want to enhance it and present it in the best way possible. Because ultimately with that, the montage is a lot of the times a first impression. And you want to make as strong a first impression as possible.
Okay. So until next time, we're going to do the Austin piece.
Peace.
See you soon.